The eucalyptus is a genus or group of about 600 species. Worldwide, it's one of the largest groups of forest trees. They're found in virtually every kind of habitat and every region of Australia, which makes them extremely important in terms of forestry, ecology, and wildlife. Randall Hitchin is Plant Collections Manager for the University of Washington Botanic Gardens.
One of the remarkable things about eucalyptus is that as important a genus as it is across the entire continent now, it wasn't always the case. And as the Australian continent drifted northward, its climate became hotter and drier. And with that, the ability of the climate to support vegetation changed, and the rainforest shrank and shrank and shrank. And what opened up was a new arid landscape, deserts and grasslands and so forth. And into that new landscape, there was opportunity for species to evolve and exploit new landscapes. The species that was most successful in doing that was eucalyptus. Here in Seattle, we can really only grow the hardiest of the eucalyptus species. Probably the very hardiest of them is the snow gum. The snow gum, the bark is very smooth, comes off in sheets, which gives it a sort of a mosaic pattern, cream, buff, very light green, fawn color. There's this wonderful sort of mosaic of light sort of pastel colors. With all of these high elevation, five or six species of high elevation trees that we can grow here in Seattle, they're typically very graceful, airy, curvaceous branches. The foliage tends to be gray-green or blue-green. The leaves are often lance-shaped or sort of sickle-shaped, curved and asymmetrical. They're often very fragrant, wonderfully fragrant.
Beep, 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 beep.